This is the first in a series of Western Slope Skies episodes about women in astronomy. We hope that in some manner these inspire our young female listeners to become involved in astronomy. On June 16, 1963, the Russians launched Vostok 6. The lone astronaut was Valentina Tereshkova, the first woman in space. She was in space for 48 orbits over 3 days. In her single mission, she logged more time in space than all the American astronauts to that date combined. Tereshkova earned a doctorate in engineering after her career as an astronaut. To this day, Ms. Tereshkova is still the only woman to fly solo in space. In 1982, Svetlana Savitskaya, also Russian, became the second woman in space. On June 20, 1983, 20 years after Tereshkova's flight, NASA launched Space Shuttle Mission STS-7. On board was Dr. Sally Ride, the first American woman in space and only the third female astronaut. Sally Ride helped design the robotic arm on the shuttle. Dr. Ride received her bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in physics from Stanford University. She also flew on STS-41 in October 1984. Dr. Catherine Sullivan, a geologist, was another crew member on this mission and the first woman to walk in space. Following a career with NASA, Ride taught physics. In 2001, she founded the Sally Ride Science Company, which creates science programs and publications for elementary and middle school students, with a particular focus on girls. Sally Ride died in July 2012, leaving a strong legacy for future female scientists. In December 2012, NASA named the final landing site of the lunar gravity probes in honor of Sally Ride. You have been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. I'm Brian Cashin.